Block 7240.
7240, go ahead.
I just wanted to let you know, I just refused to let two young black kids, probably, I would say probably in their 13-ish, on the bus, because the last trip I was on, they were on the bus, and I had to remind them to put their masks on a couple times. They started calling me names, and then when they got off the bus, they proceeded to light up a cigarette and smoke it in the bus, and then when they got to the front door, proceeded to keep talking on it and blowing it on me, and they eventually got off the bus. So I wouldn't let them on this time, I thought you should know.
All right, I'll caution you. I'll have to look where this is written, but I'm pretty sure we're not supposed to refuse service to minors unless there is a police order not to. I mean, are you certain they were teens, like beneath the age of 18?
Well, they got on. So they got on by high school. So they're children, obviously. I mean, they could tell by looking at their children. I don't know exactly how old they are.
Okay, yeah, I'll have to look it up, but I'm pretty sure the policy is we're not to refuse service to minors, especially when it's after sundown. So in the future, just board them. If they cause an issue on your bus, we'll send a supervisor to you.
Okay, yeah, and I would appreciate if you check that, because I had an incident about 4 months ago at Clackamas Town Center Mall with a minor who was clearly also about the same age consuming alcohol on the bus, and the dispatcher specifically told me to refuse him service next time he was on the bus, because he also was being loud and obnoxious.
I understand. Like I said, in the past we have had issues with certain minors in which police responded, and we have put out, you know, refused service on that basis, but as far as I know, we don't have anything going on like that today. But yes, I will look that up, and if I can find where it's written, I'll get back to you.
Awesome. Thank you.
You're welcome. 1920.